Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Ksubos Daf Tes. We are on the very last line of Ches Amid Beis. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Ha'oimer Pesach Pasuach Motzasi. This new husband gets up and says, Rabbeisai, upon my first physical interaction with my new wife, I have discovered something. I have discovered that her Pesach, her channel, has already been opened, which indicates prior physical interaction with another man. That's his claim. Ne'eman lo isra olav, he is ne'eman. He is trusted. He is to be believed. To make her usher upon him. Because an isha who interacts with a strange man becomes usher on her husband. Now let's keep in mind, in those days, marriage entailed a two-phase process. First was erusin, engagement, after which, sometimes after 12 months, they would proceed with nisuin, marriage. In this interim period, she is considered his wife. Technically, she is already somewhat his wife, an eshes ish, in which case, her interaction with a stranger would make her usher on her chasen, on her husband. Now, who's claiming? It's only him. It's his word, and his word only. So why is that sufficient to make her usher? Why don't we need outside verification as well? So Rashi asks this kasha, and let's see what he answers. Rashi is on the fourth line from the top of the Amud. Ne'emon lo Yisraelov, asks Rashi, v'afal pishe na'davar hazeh yachal lizbarer el al piv. This only is only verified based on this fellow's claim. There's no outside confirmation. Still, it's enough. Legabi nafshe, pertaining to his own personal halachos, havi mehemen l'shavya alei chatichad yisur. He's believed to make her an object of isur, meaning it's my personal business. I know you're usur on me. You can't force me to carry on if I know that you are usur. So that's pertaining to his personal isur. Avolav sidok suvasa leimehemen. But of course, this claim cannot serve to absolve him, to exempt him from his ksuba payment obligation. That's a financial commitment that he has to her that he can't just nullify by way of his personal claims. Is sir, yes. But financial matters, no. That's Reb Lezer's opinion. He's neman lo isra Allah, but that's it. Continues the Gemara in the second line from the top. Vamai, but why would she be usher to begin with? You see, her interaction with another man, as inappropriate as it may be, doesn't automatically make her usher on him. It all depends on the circumstance, depends on the timing. Vahamai, sveiks feku. There's a double suffix in her favor. Suffix tachtov, suffix in tachtov. Number one, who knows when it happened? Did it happen under his watch, meaning after engagement, which affects her status to him? The same time, maybe it happened before. Safek ein tachta, before she was under his watch, before she was engaged to him, in which case it wouldn't make her usher on him. So that's one uncertainty. Add that to the next safek. Vintim salema tachta, even if we shall say that, you know what happened after engagement. But how did it happen? Safek ba'ines, safek geratzen. Maybe it was done willingly, that's a problem, but maybe it was ba'ines, forcefully, in which case she's not usher on him. So why then does she become usher? Typically, when there's a double suffix, esfek sveka, more reasons for heter than iser, we don't suspect iser. Leitzricha, apparently was speaking beishas kain. This fellow is a kain. So even if it was ba'inus, we learn from a pasuk that she would become usher on him. So that uncertainty doesn't play a role. That's a non-factor. The only suffix you have is when, timing. Did it happen now or before? So that's a suffix. A single suffix pertaining to Issa Deraisa has to be treated strictly. L'chumra. That's one option. It's an Eshes Kohen. V'ibo Yisema b'Eshes Yisrael. Or we can say, she's married to a Yisrael. In which case, if it would have occurred ba'inus, it wouldn't affect her. But there's no question as to timing. That wouldn't really be a factor. Why? Okay, was speaking, the kabbal ba'avo kedushin, her father accepted kedushin on her behalf, meaning he engaged her when she was very young. At a point where any theoretical physical interaction with a man wouldn't have a permanent physical effect on her. It was before 3 years old. Chusumi bas gimel shanim yomechad, even before 3 years old. So the fact that he found the Pesach Pasuach now, later on in her life, indicates that it must have occurred after she was engaged to him. After Kedushin. Because had it occurred earlier, the Besulim would have grown back. It wouldn't be discernible. It wouldn't have left a permanent stamp on her. So there's no question regarding timing. We know it occurred after Kedushin. We're left only with one suffix. Was it Aynes? Was it Ratzin? It's one suffix. Makes her Asr. So bottom line is, as it says, fellow claims, Pesach Pasuach, she becomes Asr. Maika Mashmon, what exactly is Reb Lezer introducing to us? It's a known fact, a known halacha. One has a right to claim something is asr on him. Tanina, we have a Mishnah Kedushin, which teaches us the same thing. Omer Leisha, he approaches an Isha, and he says, you know what, kidashtich, you're my kala, I was mekadesh you. In which case, I can't marry your relatives, right? Vi Omeris, she denies. She says, lo kidash tani, never happened. What is the halacha? He muteras bekrevav. She denies the story. She can marry his relatives. She's not engaged to him. She's free to marry any relative that she chooses. For who but the man who claims engagement? Also bekrevav seho. He can't marry her relatives. So even though she's in denial, but he's claiming otherwise. Shavya anav sheich adichad yisura. A person has the ability to consider something usher on him, even without independent outside confirmation. This concept has been taught in the Mishnah. What is Rabbi Lezer's chiddush? That he can claim Pesach Pasuach and make her asr. No, the tema perhaps is room to differentiate. Hasam devadei kimli. In the case of Kedushin, of course, he can make something asr. He knows what he did. He claims he was Mekadosh. It's a pretty straightforward act. Vadei kimli, he's knowledgeable. He knows what he did. Avalacha, but in the case of the newlyweds, perhaps his claim is not really substantiated. It's based on ignorance. He's not an expert in the field. Make him hudalei kimli. Maybe he's not really familiar with what's supposed to be there. He claims Pesach Pasuach, but you know he was unmarried up until this point. Perhaps he's not well versed and familiar with what to expect, in which case his claim of Pesach Pasuach would not really raise many flags. That would be the Hava Amina, Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is no. If he claims as such, we have to accept it as fact and treat her as Asr to him. Umi Amar Blezer Hachi. Is that so that according to Rabbi Lezer, an Isha who interacts with a stranger becomes Asr on her husband just like that? Amar Rabbi Lezer, Lezer tells us it doesn't happen so easily. There's a whole formal procedure required. Eina Isha Neseres Al-Bala. An Isha only becomes Asr upon her husband. Elal Iske Kine Vistiru Ukemasa Shaya. She doesn't become Asr unless she has experienced Kino. He warned her against interacting with that fellow. There was Stira as well. They went into concealment, into hiding. Ukemasa Shaya, like that story with Baal Sheva, who was Uriah Hachita's wife, who interacted with David HaMelech. So we need those components of Kini V'Stira to make Isser. You can't just get up one morning and say, well, she's Asr on me. There was no Kino, there was no Stira. 1 second, says the Gemara, what do you mean? These are required prerequisites for Isser? V'Tisbara? Do you really think so? Masa Shehaya B'Kini V'Stira Yehava? That Masa with Baal Sheva. You mean there was Kini V'Stira there? There was no Kini V'Stira. Void, another Kasha. Mi Asrua, you're maintaining that she became Asr? In fact, she didn't become Asr. Because, as Rashi explained, if she would have been asr on her husband, the Ruya Achiti, then she couldn't have continued staying with David HaMelech. That's the halacha. When an isha interacts with a stranger, she becomes asr on her husband, and by default, also on the troublemaker, on the perpetrator, on the fellow who committed that improper act with her. And the fact is, in this case, she stayed on with David HaMelech. So how could you use the story of Bathsheba as a precedent, as a reference point to your lesson here? It totally doesn't fit what you were saying. Says the Gemara, now let's modify the halacha. He meant like this. Halai kasha. The answer is like this. Hachi kamar, but let's a man like this. Eino isha neseres al bala. An isha will only become usher on her husband. Ella al iske kine vestira. If kine vestira took place, how do we know this? Mimasa shahaya. From the very fact, from the very story of Bathsheba with David, the loy hava kine vestira. The exact opposite, because over there was no kine vestira, but the itzra on that's exactly why she did not become asr on David. So that proves our fact. The itzra is only generated if there was kine vestira, if there was warning and hiding. Okay, so he was trying to make a point in the other direction. The fact that Bathsheba remained mutter to David proves our point that Isser is only produced when the appropriate conditions are met, kini vestira, which did not exist, which were not present in that story. Okay, so we've addressed this reference to Bathsheba, but mikom kam kasha. Let's go back to our kasha. Kini vestira in, Reb Lezer seems to maintain, an isha only becomes forbidden on her husband if there was kini vestira, that formal procedure makes her asr. Pesach basuach loy. But just upon discovery of an open channel, that wouldn't make her asr on him. And this is inconsistent with Rabbi Lezer, the beginning of the sugya, who says Pesach basuach is a reason for isra. Asks the Gemara, responds the Gemara, l'tameich, according to what you're asking, does that even make sense? Kine vestira in edem loy? You mean the only way a wife becomes asr to her husband is if she experiences kine vestira. Let's say there are edem who testify as per eznus. That's not enough? Of course it is. Elohi kamar, apparently Reb Lezer just meant as follows. There are plenty of ways for the isha to become asr on her husband. Eino isha neseres al bala be'ed echad. Oh, that's the punchline. One aide who claims that she acted inappropriately with another man doesn't make her asr on her husband. Rashi says, we have a gzera shava, apu shnayim edim yakum davar. We bring that over to Arias as well. You need two edim to testify. One aide is not sufficient. Ella bishnay edim. Unless you have two edim, forget about it. There's no isr. That's the standard conventional procedure. But in some cases where you have perfect grounds for isra, you have reason to suspect foul play, v'kini v'stira, he warned her and she ignored his warning, in that case afilu be'ed echad nami, even if there's just one aid who comes to testify that she interacted with this fellow, that is enough to make her asr. That's what Reb Lezer was trying to tell us. When he said you need kini vestira, he meant to support the eid echad, who's typically not enough to make isser. But if it's based on a substantial reyusa, enough reason to suspect, concern, is kini vestira. On top of that, you have eid echad to confirm what happened. That makes her asr. And Rashi says this actually went from a pasuk, as the Gemara in Sota discusses. But at the end of the day, you don't necessarily need kini vestira to make an isha asr. To aid them is even better. And likewise, says the Gemara, this is going to be the terrace to our kasha. U pesach basuach kishne edim domi. And certainly, discovering a pesach basuach is tantamount to two edim. He claims with absolute certainty, there's concern. There was inappropriateness. It's like two edim. It becomes a known established fact which makes her usher on him. V'chitema, perhaps you'll ask, if so, when something is known and established, we treat it as fact, then Masa Shehoya, what about the story between Bathsheba and David HaMelech, Vipnei Ma Lo Yasrua, why was there no Isser there? Everybody knew about it. Two answers. Hasam Oynas Hava, firstly, it was an Oynas. The king took her. It wasn't by her own choice. So therefore, there's no Isser to her husband, and likewise, no Isser to David HaMelech. You might say, another terrorist would be. It turns out that retroactively, she was never married to Uriah Achiti. A divorce has been activated between them. This was standard procedure amongst the troops of David HaMelech. Gate, Chrysus, Kesev Ishtai. He would issue a get to his wife, just in case I don't return. I don't want you to remain in Aguna. I don't want you to have to go to the Yavam for Yibam. He would give her a get on condition that it doesn't return. How do we know? The Chsiv. Yishai sent David to his brothers there during wartime with Goliath. Ves Achecha Tifkad L'Shalom, go confirm Shalom, go see how they're doing. Ves Aruba Sam Tikach, and take from them their Aruba. What does that mean? My Ves Aruba Sam Tikach. Tony of Yosef, that's the get. Dvarim Hamuravim Beinelu Beino. Rashi says, Dvarim Hamuravim is the Kiddushin, which bonds man to woman. Take away the Kiddushin, meaning they have their get prepared for you to bring home. Sometimes they would, not get around to do it until they got to the battlefield. Go there and pick it up from them. And Uriah Achiti is assumed to have done likewise. In which case, when he never actually came home, at the end of the day, he was killed in war. It turns out that the get that he wrote to his wife Bathsheba way before her interaction with David HaMelech, now that he didn't return, gets activated. That get gets activated Lima Freya retroactively, so they already divorced. At her time of interaction with David HaMelech, technically it was not as nus, and therefore there was no Isser. So bottom line is, Rabbi Elazar tells us a chiddush, a man has the ability to claim Pesach Basuach and make her Usser upon himself. Amar Abayi, Afanana Mitanina, I'll bring you a raya from Al Mishnah, that indeed, he is Neman. Besula nisses limeravi. A besula marries on Wednesday. Why on Wednesday? Liyom ravi in, only on Wednesday. Liyom chamishi lo yivnan on Thursday. My time of why? Mishum mikruri dat. Wednesday is the day before the bezdin holds court. And this would address any besulim concerns. But if they marry on Thursday, who concerned about a kruri daita, he might calm down, he might lose his motivation to run to Bezdin. If it's just a couple of, he's going to have to wait till Monday, by that time, he'll forget about the whole story. So out of concern that he actually, to ensure that he actually follows through with his claim to Bezdin, we arranged the wedding date for Wednesday. Ulamai, what's the concern here? What might happen otherwise? Ilu Mesa la Ksuba. He'll decide, okay, I want to give her a Ksuba anyways. By the time Monday comes around, I'll forget about it. I'll say, you know what? Skip it. I'll disregard the fact that she was not a Basula. I'll give her a Ksuba. Well, Nesivla, be my guest. It's his choice. You can give her a Ksuba. Why is that a concern for us? Oh, Elalo Israelov, apparently. The Chacham were makpid because they were concerned about Israel. He marries on Thursday, discovers her to be a non-Basula. That generates concern regarding Isser, regarding her status with him. I was concerned that by Monday, he might forget about it and disregard that concern. Udekotan Tanan, he's claiming that there was no Basula, there was a Pesach Basuach. My love, the Katan, apparently what kind of claim is he presenting? Tanas Pesach Basuach, that he found an open channel. That's a raya that he has Ne'amonos to make her Usser on him. It's a raya terrible Usser. Loi, no, that's not the case. That's not his claim. Rather, the Katan Tanas Damim. He's claiming that he found no Dam Besula. Now, that's an absolute Tana. You can't say, well, he's not familiar, he's not an expert, he's not knowledgeable. Dam is Dam. There is no Dam. That's a clear indication of the fact that she was no longer a Besula upon marrying her. So there he's nem. But let's say damim is not a factor, Rashi explains. In some families, they didn't expect abasulim. It just wasn't there. Rashi calls them mishpachas durkati, that doesn't have dam basulim. So there, the non-discovery of dam wouldn't indicate anything as per her basulim. The only claim he can have is Pesach Pasuach. And who says he has the right expertise to determine that phenomenon? Okay, bottom line is, Reb Lezer maintains he is Neman. He's Neman to make her asur on him. But, as we explained earlier, Ksuba, he owes her. Isser is his personal business. But Ksuba, the monetary obligations to his wife, that he can't just cancel. That's Reb Lezer's shita. Shmuel disagrees. Amar Vida Mar Shmuel, Ha'emar Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. His fellow claims Pesach Pasuach. Neman, he's believed, not only for Isser. She loses the ksuba. I never expected this type of isha. You misled me. Not only did he mislead me, if she's usher on him, that he can't stay married with her, she doesn't deserve the ksuba. I'm Rav Yosef. My kemashmon, what's the chiddush? Of course he's patef on the ksuba. Tanina, listen to the Mishnah. If a chassan spends some time, he has a meal by his in-laws in the Yehuda section of Eretz Yisrael, where, as Rashi explained, they would encourage the Chasam Makala to spend time with each other, to warm up the relationship. So he would spend time there, and if it was Shaloi Be'edim without any witnesses at the scene, so you never know what happened between them, Eino yachal lita intanas basulim. He can't come back later and say, well, she's not a basula, she misled me. V'pnei she misyachad ima, because of that interaction with her. So maybe he's the culprit. He can't claim that she is a non-basula. That's the Mishnah. Let's make a diuk. B'Yehuda, hudalei motzi time. Only in the Yehuda territory, where they facilitated this type of interaction, he can't claim that she's not a basul. Ha begolil, but in the other territory, in Golil, where they didn't have this practice, matzitoy. In Golil, if he discovers her to be a non-basul upon marriage, he can say, well, where's your basul? We accept his claim. Ulamai, pertaining to what? She's a non-basul. Okay, for what? Ilo isra alav. He's trying to make her usher on him. She's a non-basula. She must have interacted with somebody in between. She's usher on me. If that's all he's trying to accomplish, then what's the difference where he is? A person could always make isser. I have a right to make her usher on me. It's my business. Right? Shavya nafsho chaticha di isura. I can say this thing is usher on me. You can't disprove me. It's my personal business. Bihuda my loy. Why doesn't he have that power in Yehuda? I know she's Asrami. I know she's a non-basula, and it has nothing to do with me. Isser? That's his business. Hello, lav lav silik savasa. Oh. Apparently the issue at hand is financial. He has monetary claims against her. And therefore, in the Yehuda territory, we don't accept his claim. Because you are Messiacharima, maybe it's all because of you. But in Galil, there was no yichud between the chasim and the kala, between engagement and marriage. If he discovers it to be an ambasula, she loses the ksuma. Or the katan tana was speaking that he's claiming something. What is he claiming? My love, the katan tana is Pesach Pasuach. He's claiming Pesach Pasuach. Apparently, this claim is enough to lose the ksuma. No, the Katan Tanas Damim was speaking that he's claiming that there's no Dam, and that's an absolute clear-cut Tana. Where's the Dam Basulim? Lack of Dam Basulim indicates lack of Basula, which makes me putter from Ksuba. But perhaps when it comes to Pesach Basuach, since you can't prove that, then you have no right to withholding ksuba payments. Tana's damim, yeah. That's provable. Where's the dam? Look, here's the cloth. There's no dam on it. So that's an absolute taina, which makes him pata from ksuba as well. But Pesach Basuach, that's his own personal experience, his own personal claim. That's not enough. So bottom line is, Shmuel maintains it is enough, but we had no raya from the. We tried to prove it from the Mishnah, and we came up empty. Still, says the Gemara, Itmar, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Another quote from the same hand, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rab Shimon Elazar, that he is Naman. Chachamim Tiknu Lehem Levnei Yisrael Lepsula Masayim Ulal Mana Mana Chachamim Umesakin. That a Bsula gets 200 zuz by way of the Ksuba commitment, and an Almana only gets 100. So being that it's a Takanas Chazal, they set the rules. Vehim Emenu. At the same time, they establish that we trust the husband. Shim Amar Pesach Basuach Matzasi Neman. If he is to claim that she misled him, that her Pesach is Basuach, he married her as a Basula, and he discovered her as a non-Basula, he's Neman, even with respect to his Ksuba commitments. So now the question is, fine, regarding Isser, that's his personal business. You can't force a person to proceed with something which is Usser in his mind. But why is he Potter from Ksuba payments without, you know, independent outside confirmation of the facts? In Cain, if that's the case, that you accept his claim as fact and he's Potter from paying, Maho ilu chachamim, what did the chachamim accomplish b'takanosam when they established the ksuba, if a person could just wiggle out of it? Amar Rava, this is the answer. Chachamim understood a person's mentality. Why would he? Chazaka in adam tareach besuda mafsida. It's a chazaka. It's just, it's so simple that a person wouldn't be tereach besuda, prepare his whole wedding, and all along scheming to divorce her. Ein adam tereach besuda, a person wouldn't be batreach, preparing this lavish wedding, umafsida, and just go and destroy everything that he did. If he dislikes her, he would just preempt the wedding to begin with. He wouldn't go marry and then claim an unsubstantiated, made-up claim, and just get rid of her. So the fact that he's getting up and saying, Pesach Basuach Matzasi, we have to give it credibility. And therefore he's Neman regarding his Isser, and also regarding her Kusup. So bottom line is, according to all opinions, if there's Tanas Damim, if there's meant to be Dam and there is no Dam, that's a clear-cut Raya, which proves his claim. But in a case where dam is not a factor, mishpachas durkati, who don't produce dam besulim, then the only thing we can go on is based on his claim of Pesach Basuach. Oh, is he neman or not? He's certainly neman to make her usher on him. The Gemara says we're speaking about Eishes Kayin, or in a case where she was very young when she got engaged, in which case there's only one suffix. That is sufficient to make her usher on him. Regarding the chiv ksuba, veva machlekes. Rav Glazer maintains he has to still pay the ksuba. Shmuel disagrees, and it's based on the mindset of ein adam tereach besuda mafsida. Why would he just go scheme against her and lose his whole investment? The whole suda that he just invested in, apparently, there's some validity to his claim, in which case he's absolved from his ksuba payments as well. Hatzlacha Rabbah, and all the best.